Kelly's Eye, brought to you by Ellis Brown Architects.
Peter, what's Kelly's Eye looking at today?
Today, David, it's almost a case of déjà vu because, well, 2 years ago, I think it is now, we stood in this very spot, although I think it was a summer's evening, looking at a group of yellow brick buildings with terracotta mouldings and sandstone sills and lintels. And very shortly afterwards, they pulled it down. Not because we'd been looking at it, I think we just got in time. And now we've come back, and there in its place is a row of buildings which are yellow brick and terracotta mouldings. And I don't think it's real sandstone, but it's very good artificial sandstone. Mouldings, lintels rather, and windowsills. So.
Now, if there were trees growing there, would they be maples?
I don't know whether they'd be maples or if we went inside and found a few sandwiches, they had maple syrup. But yes, that's what we're looking at. We're here on Woodburn Road, trying to avoid traffic going past, which is always a nuisance. We're standing in the entrance of the Church of Latter-day Saints. We're standing on holly berries beneath our feet. It's that time of the year. And we're looking at the new maples, which is a series of what appears to be 5 houses.
Not flats?
I don't think they're flats. There is a board down there. We should have read what it is. But I think they're actually townhouses, which is unusual these days because most developers sort of put in apartments or flats to get as much on the site as possible. As I say, they've been built to a degree similar style.
Not as elaborate as the previous building, of course.
Not quite. But what surprised me was that the mouldings and the terracotta and that date stone of 1888 or whatever it was were carefully taken down. Yeah. But they were put into crates, no doubt shipped away and sold on eBay or something. So what's gone back is all new. I do think that when the scaffold is down and the gardens are in, if there's anybody from Ramsey not been to Douglas for a couple of years, we'll probably drive past and not realise that these brand new houses have been built. Others coming to the island, driving past, will not realise that they're new, but think that they're Victorian, as was their forebearers.
You can't actually, because the scaffolding's still here, and it's difficult to see the very top of these houses, but it looks as if there are chimneys up there.
There are indeed chimney stacks. I don't know if the chimney pots are on. I've been past them. No, I don't think chimney pots are on. I don't know that they are structural proper chimneys, but certainly it was necessary in terms of the design, because you're dividing them into houses to equally split them above the roof, otherwise it just becomes one sort of great mass. The roof pitch is probably not quite as steep as it should be, but obviously it's wasted roof space. It's got trusses, it's not got attics, and you've actually got a mixture of oblong bays and octagonal, well they're not octagonal but it's what they're referred to, there's only 3 sides on them, angled bays. The angled bays don't go quite all the way up, and what goes up behind them is actually castellated or crenellated on the top of which a section of the old house was.
They've got doors halfway up the wall.
They have, they're French windows. Or, as the advert says, a French widow in every room. And they're going to have balconies. That shows on the little drawing down there. Unfortunately, they're going to be metal balconies. And really, if they were built in Victorian times, they'd have taken a slab through and they would have had balustrading, which I think would have been more appropriate than this sort of Spanish balcony business, which tend to rust, or even if they're aluminium, they get pitted. Generally speaking, there's a good job. To Kelly's eye, of course, what is wrong is the windows, not because they're in UPVC, but because they're so slender. And if you look up the road at the next house, the bay window, they're admittedly a different style. These mullions, these verticals, tended to be at least 4 inches thick, and that's where they've gone wrong here. That they're too spindly, and they don't look as if they could hold the rest of the building up. And then the door handles on the front doors have got those brass lever handles that you tend to put on inside, instead of having a big knob that you can grip to really pull the door closed behind you.
But otherwise,
yeah, fine. I think it's a credit to whoever the architect was and to the developer for, obviously, he's paid for this, decided to do it in this style. to what degree the planning people have had an input, I don't know. I would think it's the developers decided this is what I want to do,
yeah.
Because other developers do what they want to do, and it certainly not necessarily with good advice. But anyway, this chap has gone along, and I think it is hats off to whoever it is. Well done, and I hope you're successful in selling your houses.
Many of the most iconic buildings around the island have been designed by Ellis Brown Architects. Keep up with Ellis Brown today on Facebook or via ellisbrown.im.